wonderful. No, I'm just kidding.
That was fun.
Not once has that ever been uttered. But you're our fifth Beatle around here with this show, so we appreciate that.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon and later right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Residents in Maui have lost everything in devastating wildfires that have scorched entire communities. And still, survivors there are hopeful.
In Hawaiian, we say honomua. We move forward. There's no looking back. We can't do anything. We must just carry on and move forward.
FEMA is also there helping people get back on their feet while searching for missing neighbors.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is on the ground in Hawaii and says cadaver dogs are making their way through blocks reduced to ash.
The dogs can only work so long because of how hot the temperatures are. There's also hot spots, and so we have fire crews that are helping to cool down the area so the dogs can go in there.
Hawaii's governor has said the cost estimate of the wildfires tops $5.5 billion. Criswell says FEMA will need more money to help. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A new report from NASA confirms July's record-setting heat and warns, without action, this is just the beginning. Gavin Schmidt is with NASA's Goddard Institute.
Not only is 2023 going to be exceptionally warm and possibly a record warm year, but we anticipate that 2024 will be warmer still.
Scientists say climate change is also now threatening the existence of animals like the emperor penguin, which could go extinct by 2060 in Antarctica. We're also watching the latest in Georgia today, where a grand jury is hearing more evidence of possible election interference involving former President Trump. CBS's Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
And you think there could be multiple indictments?
I think there'll be multiple defendants indicted.
Michael Moore is a former U.S. attorney and believes Willis could go further with racketeering charges against the former president and his allies.
If that happens, this would be Trump's fourth indictment in just 5 months. New data shows Social Security is on track to significantly cut benefits to retirees in 2033 when its trust fund reserves are forecasted to be depleted. Right now, the average monthly benefit check for single earners is about $1,800 a month, but that could be cut by about 23% unless Congress strengthens the program. Parents could set a record back to school spending this year. The National Retail Federation predicting supplies could cost $41.5 billion, up more than $4 billion from last year due to inflation. Consumer expert Catherine Cullen says folks are being frugal.
They're looking for deals, looking at discount stores, and thinking about different brands than they may have bought in the past. They're looking to really make every dollar count.
College spending could also jump about $20 billion, which would be another record this year. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. You can still apply for the PACT Act benefits until midnight tonight. Nate Woogiehout has more information.
The VA has extended their deadline for veterans and survivors to apply for PACT Act benefits. Veterans and survivors can apply or submit their intent to file until 11:59 tonight, August 14th. They will be eligible to have their benefits backdated to August 10th, 2022. All veterans and survivors are encouraged to apply for PACT Act benefits. Visit va.gov/PACT. I'm Nate Woogiehout, Civic Media News.
Auditions for Blythe Spirit are tonight and tomorrow night at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. This well-written, lively, and fun comedy is directed by Linda Garski. Come out for auditions tonight and tomorrow night at 6:30. Visit wrctheater.org for more information and the production dates in October. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Meh.
Here's what he told WISN-TV. To impeach someone, they would need to do something very serious. So no, we are not looking to start the impeachment process. It's a regularly occurring event.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center's final Music on the Patio Friday, August 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. Musical guest is the Antoinettes, with food provided by the Smokehouse Barbecue Food Truck. Adult admission is $10, which includes one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. You're invited to the 15th Annual Car Show and Fun Fest, Saturday, August 19th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Dexter Park in Pittsville. All types of vehicles are welcome with a $10 registration. There will also be food trucks, kids' activities, and vendors for shopping. All proceeds benefit Jeremiah's Crossing.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, did we mention President Joe Biden coming to Milwaukee tomorrow? Guess who'll be there, Dom?
You're going to be there, Crudy.
Yeah, because I know you're not going to be there. Someone's got to represent on behalf of the Devil's Advocates radio show. I will be there.
Thank you.
Representing. And look forward to being part of the coverage. Me and Terry Bell, news director here for Civic Media, will be credentialed at the Biden event in Milwaukee. And my understanding, he's going to a green energy plant, Dom, and he's going to give some remarks. I think it's been 1 year since the passage and signing into law of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. So, you know, that's part of it. And the other big part of it, of course, pre-trolling the Republicans, because they got their presidential debate coming to Milwaukee next Wednesday. You'll be there, right, Dom? You're coming with me to the Whitetail Milwaukee. We'll be in the Deer District across from the Pfizer Forum doing a live show. Maggie's already in. Matt Flynn said yes. Kristen Bride, the whole gang's going to be there, Dom. And Todd Alba is going to bring some national friends. He's going to bring, my understanding, I'm not trying to speak out of turn here, Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project. He's also going to have Trigby Olson, a Lincoln Project member with some Badger roots, Dom. So they're coming in for the pre-presidential debate. The only question, will Dom be there and will Trump be there?
Trump will not be there. Dom will be there, but I'm not clear on the bar. I haven't been there, but I look forward to checking it out. You know,
that's our venue.
I was not consulted on the bar location, so I'm going to have to get with my people and see how that's going to go.
There might be some nepotism going on there. Yeah. I think somebody's married to one of the owners. So anyways, that we have to look forward to. You know, the political cycle, it's just getting started, Dom. Makes me think I should do a little self-improvement. You know, because we might get some national media opportunities.
Why start now, man? I mean, you know.
Well, when I say self-improvement, I was just thinking, like, self-editing my Wikipedia page.
I hear that's a very important thing that people do nowadays.
Well, Dan Bice over on the Page Six, I mean the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is reporting this today. Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley has been quietly editing her own Wikipedia page. Yeah. Quietly editing.
Like giving yourself a nickname? You call me T-Bone from now on.
You think, I call her, she has a nickname, Dom. The Bad Bradley.
The Bad Bradley.
You'd think members of the state Supreme Court would have too little time on their hands to worry about the contents of their Wikipedia pages. But conservative firebrand Rebecca Bad Bradley isn't like most other Supreme Court justices, thank God. Last week, a person with the Twitter handle at Arizona Sunblock from Tampa, Florida, noticed that Bradley, who has been on the high court since 2015, appeared to make major changes to her Wikipedia biography earlier this year. Here's how the tweet went. Conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice at Judge Bradley, Wisconsin, is currently engaging in an edit war on her Wikipedia page under an anonymous username that she also uses in her personal email. Oh, she got ratted out, Tom. The username RLGBJD. Which could very well refer to Rebecca Lynn Grassel Bradley, J.D. She received her first law degree from the University of Wisconsin in 1996, and it turns out the Tampa tweeter had guessed correctly. Here's a quote. Liberal media has distorted my record since the beginning of my judicial career, and I refuse to let false accusations go unchecked, Bradley told the Journal Sentinel in an email. On my Wikipedia page, I added excerpts from my actual opinions and removed dishonest information about my background. What then was getting under her skin, Dom?
Crudy, it's clear Bradley really, really disliked the section in her Wikipedia page dealing with a Republican challenge to the stay-at-home order issued by the administration of Democratic Governor Tony Evers in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a Wikipedia page in May of 2020, Bradley compared the state's stay-at-home orders to the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, a case known as Korematsu versus the United States.
Worse, perhaps, than any analogy I've ever accused you of having the worst analogies ever.
No, a lot of bad analogies going around these days. Here's what Bradley actually said, according to the video of the teleconference of the May 5th, 2020 oral arguments. Quote, I'll direct your attention to another time in history, the Korematsu decision, where the court said the need for action was great and time was short, and that justified, and I'm quoting, assembling together and placing under guard all those of Japanese ancestry in assembly centers during World War II. Could the secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, under this broad delegation of legislative power or legislative-like power, order people out of their homes into centers where they are properly socially distanced in order to combat the pandemic? The point of my question is, what are the limits, constitutional or statutory? There have to be some, don't there, counsel? Question mark. Not surprisingly, the reference got widespread media attention. Actor George Takei.
George Takei, man. Sulu from
Star Trek.
Yeah, George Takei.
Takei, who was in a Japanese-American internment camp from ages 5 to almost 9, ripped Bradley over the comparison, as did the board chairman of the Japanese-American National Museum. With her Wikipedia edits, Bradley dropped what she said during oral arguments and replaced it with a quote from her concurring opinion that overturned the stay-at-home order. Although headlines may sensationalize the invocation of cases such as Korematsu, the point of citing them is not to draw comparisons between circumstances of people horrifically interned by their government during a war and those of people subjected to isolation orders during a pandemic. We mention cases like Korematsu in order to test the limits of government authority, to remind the state that urging courts to approve exercises of extraordinary power during a time of emergency may lead to extraordinary abuses of its citizens. Got that? She swapped out her offensive statement from oral arguments for a slightly more muted statement from her written decision. But there was more. And perhaps we'll get to it on the other side.
Right? Right? Love is what we got. Come back with us. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Your call could be first and next.
So that's... See, but...
Waukesha, home of...
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the conclusion of an investigation into a 2021 illegal deer hunt. The agency received an anonymous tip that a buck was shot with a rifle during archery season in November 2021. The buck had been showcased in several local hunting contests. DNR wardens reached out to the suspect in Coon Valley, but were told the deer was legally taken with a crossbow during archery season. The investigation proved the deer had been shot with a rifle. Further details revealed through the investigation showed the person was also guilty of illegally baiting deer and using a relative's license in previous years. The defendant was convicted in June 2023 under a plea agreement that involves loss of hunting privileges and citations for the other violations. The individual was also required to remove the entry from local hunting contests as it had been harvested illegally. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 51 tonight under mainly clear skies with a chance for scattered showers. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 78 tomorrow, clear skies. Lows dip down to about 56 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday with a high of 85. 78 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 62.
Claim she was just cleaning up the record, Don, but it's...
Well, yeah, you know, the liberals out there, you know, quoting her oral arguments instead of her written decision. Shame on them for telling the truth.
Don, there's a little bit more I think we should share with the audience. A quote from our friend Scott Ross, formerly of One Wisconsin Now, supposed to be an in-studio guest tomorrow, but in Wednesday. Deference yes. to my trip to Joe Biden East, he's being flexible. He's a firebrand, but he's a flexible guy. Scott Ross, part of our show on Wednesday. But anyways, here's what he said about Rebecca, the bad Bradley. Republicans have become the party of book banning, but as always, Rebecca Bradley goes just one step further and wants to erase the internet. That's pretty clever stuff, Scott Ross. Bradley made changes to more case on her personal page, again, Wikipedia page. The 52-year-old jurist corrected a summary of her 2022 decision outlawing the use of drop boxes to cast absentee ballots in Wisconsin. Of course, she's against that, Dom. The Wikipedia page, citing an erroneous slate article, said Bradley had written that the 2020 election of Joe Biden was illegitimate due to the use of these boxes. The corrected record is effectively, there's more words in between her saying, the election of Joe Biden was illegitimate, you know, if it was outside the law, et cetera, et cetera. And Dom herself edits haven't gone unnoticed on the online encyclopedia. A Wikipedia editor scolded Bradley for making changes to her own page, noting this could create a conflict of interest. She should recuse Dom or be impeached.
Yes, impeach her.
Editors with a conflict of interest may be unduly influenced by their connection to the topic, Bradley was told. She was directed to Wikipedia's editing guidelines, which suggest users avoid editing or creating articles about yourself, your family, friends, colleagues, company, organization, clients, or competitors. I would write my own Wikipedia page, Dom. It would be glowing.
Yeah, right. Those devils, they are awesome. Greatest radio show ever.
Is there more here? A little bit farther down, right?
Yeah. We'll jump down. Let me get down to it. In addition to her substantive issues, she also updated her photo, corrected one clear error. Wikipedia page says she participated in the Thomas More Society, a right-wing nonprofit law firm. Instead, she was a member of the St. Thomas More Lawyers Society, a group of Catholic lawyers and judges. In her email to the Journal Sentinel, Bradley says she had to make the changes because members of the media aren't doing their job. Crudy, how come you are not updating the bad Bradley's Wikipedia page?
Who do you think put the ugly photo of her on?
Clearly, the media has made no effort to report honestly, so public officials have no choice but to correct the record for them. I hope this clears up the great Wikipedia issue facing our state and allows you to focus on the constitutional crisis created by my colleagues, she concluded, referring to actions taken by the new liberal majority on the court. But as Bice writes, Bradley may be jumping the gun.
The shark.
The great Wikipedia issue may not be over. A quick review of her current page shows someone recently erased some of her edits, including her version of the Japanese internment reference. As Daniel Bice at the Journal Sentinel concludes, perhaps it's time for Bradley to get back to work rewriting her judicial record, one Wikipedia entry at a time.
844-967-2789. We always let you set the record straight here. Starting with Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joe.
Well, this is a meaty subject, and I would like to dive in with three points in reference to the legal musings of our fine popcorn king, Mr. Robin Voss, yeah. who feels that she should be up for impeachment if she does not recuse herself on the issue of the maps. I'd like to just make three points, you guys. The first is Dan Kelly, in running for Supreme Court, the Republican candidate, was quite clear about his position on abortion. He had a long record of anti-abortion views. And in fact, stumped by his blog post on this subject, but then claimed it was not relevant to how he would participate on the Supreme Court. He was also a big fan of the maps. This is from an article, Wisconsin Public Radio, 30th of March, 2023, and it quotes him from 2012. Defending the maps, and this is a quote, this is Mr. Kelly, the Republican candidate on the gerrymandered maps. He says, it's a good map. It's a solid map. It's constitutional, end quote. So that's, you know, his opinion, and apparently that didn't bother Mr. Voss too much at all. And then I would add to it, and I, you know, you guys...
Well, before you can be impeached, you'd have to be elected to something, and you can't spell Kelly without two L's.
Yes, right. But if this is the case, you know, then he's clearly said what his opinion is of the map.
Sure, so
just supposed
absolutely.
To disregard that. Yeah, yeah. And it's just, in addition, in looking at what are the grounds for impeachment in Wisconsin for state, as I understand it, for those in the state court, it is corrupt conduct and crimes and misdemeanors. Which brings us back to that beautiful example of Chokey Prosser, that would be David Prosser, who put his hands around his fellow jurist. And as he said, I did have my hands around her, but I didn't squeeze. Okay, that's good.
Just measuring her up for a choker chain.
It's unbelievable. Isn't that corrupt conduct? And also, you know, crimes and misdemeanors. This is a guy who refused to recuse himself. When he got, I think it was $2.6 million he got from the two groups of
Prosser
manufacturers. And
it had been over a year, so he no longer felt overly persuaded because it took over a year to work its way through the courts and those massive campaign donors that were now going to be litigants before the court. It had been over a year, Joe, so he didn't feel a need to recuse.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Even though 76% of all election spending on his campaign came from Club for Growth and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, but he won't recuse himself, even though people were telling him that.
Well, what do you think they were paying for, Joe?
Well, and thank you for bringing up some historical facts and great points, but it doesn't get any traction with the Republicans. Cause if you're looking for, you know, consistent criticism from the Republicans, you know, of their own, the same way they would do it for a liberal, that's never going to happen. That's not how they do it. They are disingenuous and they're unserious people.
Well, I'm all for the fact that Dan Kelly was all about saying that it's a solid map. It's a good map. It's constitutional. So good for the goose, good for the gander, and we just got to push back on that. And, I mean, for crying out loud, double standard land, no time for it, no time for it. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you, Joe. That's where they live. Hell, they live there, they hang out there, they bring all their friends to double standard land.
I do not want to live in double standard land.
And you can't make me live in double standard land. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Happy Monday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys, maybe we need to take up a collection, buy dictionaries for all the Republicans in our state legislature and have
That implies inquisitiveness, and Mark, like they want to know the answers. We know better.
Curiosity to read.
Any person with half a wit knows that our current maps are unconstitutional because they meet neither of those two standards, and that is just simply the truth. I mean that. So they're going after Judge Protasiewicz, which for speaking the truth, that the maps do not meet constitutional muster, pure and simple, which means the conservatives under our Supreme Court violated that Constitution by not meeting those standards. It's pretty simple language, folks, and that for all the conservatives out there, look up the words, look up the state Constitution. It's pretty easy to find it. Yeah, those definition or the words there that are there, and and see that it's followed, because the Republicans are just, you know, they should just get called out every opportunity that define those words contiguous and compact. I mean, if I saw Robin West, define those two words and just hope he takes a swing at me.
Better candidates, better ideas, Mark. That's
dictionaries.
Thanks for the call, man. But what's the point of this, do you think? I mean, obviously, people are pushing back. The Senate's not even there. I mean, perhaps he could be persuaded to do that. Why the trial balloon? Why do you think he drops this on a Friday?
Chilling prior restraint, man. Just to put the threat in her mind. If you don't recuse, we're going to bring you up on a show trial. We will drag you through the mud. We will find rationale.
Rhoda Sayowitz is someone that would respond or that would impact Protasiewicz's action. You think for a minute that she would recuse herself? Again, given the very historical circumstances.
Well, you'd hate to do it, Dom, but
pointed out.
If he was driven to do it because, you know, there was a threat to his authority, then he'll have to do it.
So then we should expect that, because there is a threat to his authority. I mean, it'll take a while. Say the maps get redrawn, as they should be, and they're more fair. They're not going to be, you know, whatever. We'll take what we can get, since we're the ones, you know, not being represented here. All right, so that'll happen. But what? So you're going to go through impeachment, and what? Then it's Chief Justice who? You know, Evers gets to put someone else on the court.
Then we're going to keep an eye. We've got some dangerous weather perhaps going on in our listening audience. So we've got our eye in the sky guy, Corey Hartman, going to join us right after the break. Dom, there is some other news here in the great state of Wisconsin. We've got a candidate in the first CD to go against Brian Stahl, the Republican. And his name is Santos. And I hope it's no relation to George.
His first name's not George, is it?
It's not George.
Okay.
I haven't memorized it yet, but I'm pretty sure it's not George. That would be a little problematic. Lorenzo Santos.
Lorenzo.
He is currently a Racine County Emergency Response Manager. Actually has a fairly impressive private resume in that he went and got his master's degree at George Washington University. He works for the County of Racine. He's been out there in the private sector, and now he's running against Brian Stahl, who I find quite unimpressive.
Good.
I'm running because we've seen fundamental civil and human rights systematically taken away these past few years, and I'm not going to stand by and let that continue to happen, Santos said in his campaign announcement, which made no mention of Stahl. Good way of doing it, Dom. He added, I believe in a woman's right to choose, that in the richest country in the earth, anyone that wants health care should have it, that voters should choose their elected officials, not the other way around, and that we should pay workers a fair wage, provide our children with a quality education, and keep them safe while they're getting one. The move officially kicks off the race for the state's southeastern 1st Congressional District, one of two competitive seats in Wisconsin that became more purple with redistricting. Democrats in recent months have put most of their attention on the Wisconsin battleground of the 3rd District. Why, Dom, we've got 5 radio stations in the 3rd District talking about civic media and only 2 radio stations covering the 1st District. But we'll do what we can with WAUK and we'll do what we can with WRJN. But we're definitely going to have a voice in this race. So, Mr. Santos, hopefully no relation to George, the unfortunately named Lorenzo Santos. I wonder if, you know, he would consider a name change.
Oh, T-Bone. Me and Lorenzo rolling into Benzo. Welcome to the party, pal. Good luck. Make sure we should reach out and invite this guy around, man, because Stahl's got to go.
We'll call him T-Bone on the show. T-Bone. T-Bone for
check
Congress.
Check the Wikipedia page. See what they call
him. L-Bone. Yeah, but you never know, because he could have updated his own Wikipedia page, but I think it's just the bad Bradley that does that. We've got some dangerous weather out there around the listing audience. We'll bring Corey Hartman in briefly to give you an update after the break. Stick around. More Devil's Advocates, more of your calls as well. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Yeah.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Monday to us all. You can join this fine program at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I'm in love with Jordan Love, and we've got some crazy weather to tell our listeners down in the first CD. Just talking about the politics down there. We got some weather to update the audience on. Corey Hartman, please do so.
All right, Crudy, we've got a flash flood warning that has been issued for eastern Kenosha County and east central Racine County. Goes until 6:30 p.m. About 20 minutes ago, we started to get reports across the area of flash flooding in downtown Kenosha, including cars that have been stuck in some intersections due to the floodwaters. So obviously, don't drive through areas where water covers the roadway. About 2.5 inches of rain has fallen. There's a few additional showers that are pushing out into the lake right now, but flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Basically, right along the lakeshore, Racine, Mount Pleasant, and Kenosha are in this warning. And again, this goes until 6:30 p.m. So we'll have more reporting on this from WRJN during the 5 o'clock newscast coming up across these Civic Media stations.
Thank you for the update, Corey.
You bet.
I blame Brian Stahl and, of course, Robin Voss. They represent those districts. So, you know, if it's a flood of Noah-like proportions, I blame Voss. He brought it upon the district. No, be careful out there. I'm teasing, obviously. That's what we do sometimes, Dom. But Lorenzo Santos, is running in the first CD. He is the first Dem to have announced his candidacy in the race. Former Racine Police Chief Art Howell is also considering a run. Multiple top Democrats told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Ryan Schrader, the mayor of Delavan, said he too is thinking about a challenge. Schrader, 49 this month, told the Journal Sentinel he enjoys his position of mayor, but has been encouraged by people both in Delavan and around the first congressional district, including county and state party officials, to challenge Stahl. There's some potential interest on my part, said Schrader, who said he hadn't considered running for Congress until people started reaching out to him. I'm so honored. If I never do anything other than be mayor in Delavan, that's just fine, too. Neither Santos nor Howell returned multiple calls seeking interviews. I hope they return our phone calls, Tom. Now, what about the targets, the top targets? It's the first and it's the third, Tom.
Excellent. I'm liking this, man. We got some, perhaps even a Dem primary with some solid candidates to take on. And Style might be a little more, I don't know, mentally stable than Van Orden, but, you know, he still hasn't turned over the video of his colleague, Derek Van Orden, lambasting and getting in the face and swearing and yelling, physically threatening, you know, 16 and 17-year-old Senate pages. We haven't seen that yet. So, yes, this is great and look forward to it. But, you know, Crudy, well, you know, we got some options on the Democratic side in Congress here in Wisconsin. The Republicans are having a little more difficulty on the Senate side.
They haven't fielded a viable candidate, one might say, Dom. Not a one. Can't find anyone to take on the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin.
Bueller. Matthew Chapman reporting at the Raw Story. Wisconsin on paper should be a state where Republicans have a fighting chance to pick up a Senate seat in 2024, an election where experts give the GOP great odds to retake the Senate because the map skews heavily in their favor. However, according to the Daily Beast, Wisconsin Republicans are facing a recruitment crisis as all of their top picks for Senate have declined to run against Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the few who are considering a run are less than credible.
The few that are, yes. They're all less than credible, Dom. They're not beating Tammy Baldwin. She's going to hand them a Leah Vukmer, well, nurse, I mean, ratchet-like double-digit ass-whooping.
It'd be hard enough as it is, but also with the whole Donald Trump thing. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here. Two names most heavily floated for the race are Reps Brian Gallagher and Tom Tiffany.
Mike Gallagher. I know it's written incorrectly in the piece. Yes, I'm sorry to correct.
No, thank you for that, Crudy. Mike Gallagher and Tom Tiffany. Toxic Tom, the Beast reported. However, both have declined to run. In fact, every House Republican in Wisconsin has declined. What, Glenn Grothman? You're not going? The only current candidates are a pair of millionaire businessmen, real estate developer Eric Hovde,
self-funders driver
Scott Mayer, whose main involvement in politics up to this point have been donating to the GOP.
I also thought the former driver was Ricky Bobby, Dom.
Ricky Bobby. Rubbins Racing, Curdy. Also considering a run is disgraced Trump-loving former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., a once frequent Fox News guest who compared January 6th to a frat party, is involved in the QAnon movement and who was once sued for allegedly cutting off water to people as punishment in his jails, leading to at least one inmate death. I mean, kind of forgot about that. It's freaking terrible. There's a lot to go over, and it won't be rushed or held to some consultant's timeline about a decision. I am not your typical politician. Clark told the Daily Beast when asked whether he was close to a decision about running. Baldwin, of course, elected in 2012, defeating former Governor Tommy Thompson. This comes as the GOP faces a number of other recruitment woes in the Senate recruitment, including the risk of far-right candidates hijacking the process around the country. Even in states where they appear to have more mainstream candidates lined up, they are already facing problems. In Pennsylvania, former hedge fund manager David McCormick, a top candidate for the GOP Senate nomination there, is facing allegations he really lives in Connecticut, a throwback to the previous race in the Commonwealth where Dr. Oz was charged with really living in New Jersey. Oh, Republicans.
They love them some carpetbaggers, Tom. What about that Tim Michaels? He would have been a fine representative from Connecticut.
You know, yes. Where's Clark live now? That's a great question. I don't know where Sheriff David E. Clark Jr.
When he taking a job in the Trump administration? Didn't he?
No, he was too crazy. I mean, if you don't make it past whatever
the Trump vetting process, who has ever been vetted and declined by Trump?
Right, Sheriff David E. Clark Jr.
I mean, Rudy was too drunk to be the Secretary of State, reportedly, but he was still fine for a personal attorney.
Yeah, was he? We'll see about that. Oh, so David A. Clark Jr., it's Pitchfork and Torches time in America. We got that, play that one if you want. Nate, you got the Pitchfork and Torches time?
I bet he does. But he does. We heard him say that at a Trump rally, right? He's firing up the crowd. It's pitchforks and torches time in America.
Do we have it? Let's play it.
Pitchforks and torches time in America.
Oh. You serious, Clark?
Come on. Come back. Serious? More Devil's Advocates, hour two, the happier happy hour. We'll talk more with you at 844-967-2789. And Joe Biden coming to Wisconsin tomorrow. We'll take you there live. We'll play it out live right here on the Civic Media Network. Dom, in a week from now-ish, we got a presidential debate. The bad kind, the GOP kind. And we still got a wager of sorts going on whether or not Trump's showing up. I say yes. He can't resist.
No, he's not.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org.
Wisconsin today. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.